And in studio now I have Grace Willance. We're two people from the Media Corp Multicultural Project. And do you do a programme ever? Is this a gone out yet, Grace? Culture Shots?
No, we're just on our fifth week of training.
Okay.
But some of the last group is still making programmes. So we had a programme go out there last week for National Volunteering Week. And we're putting one together now on family reunification. But this group right now is focusing on their FITAC and completion of training.
Okay, now I'm going completely away from what you do.
Great.
Really, really away from it, because it's something I was outside and I was talking to you before we came on about Sheffield and that and the roof and the beautiful sun and I was just outside before I come on air and I was thinking about you coming in today and I said, now I'll have to ask her this question because it's to do with America, like.
Uh-uh.
And what we see in the movies. Now, it's probably going back to maybe the 40s, 50s, millenniums before you were born, but do you know the way you used to see in the movies where the water from the fire hydrants used to come out in the summer for the kids? Is that true? Did it happen?
Yeah, that would have, like, happened in my neighbourhood.
Really?
Yeah. And the fire department would get really angry because you end up not having enough water pressure in the hydrants afterwards because everybody treats it as a sprinkler and entertainment. And then if there's a fire, it can create
And who would turn
problems.
Them on?
Anybody with a big enough wrench, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's true. That's good to know. So that's another myth that turns out to be true. I used to think it was just the movies and that was it. So thank you very much for that. Okay, we have Katrina and Leah. I'll talk to you first, Katrina. Where are you from?
Hi, Noel. I'm from Moldova. Okay. Originally from Moldova.
Okay, how long are you in Ireland?
11 years.
11 years, okay. And what made you all of a sudden decide about what the programme type of thing you want to do? How did you hear about it?
I just got a message from my leader from some organization, IPSEM, Mary Ryan. She sent a message about this program. Mm-hmm. And I was interested because my background was, I was as a teacher mm-hmm. in school, you know. And to get a new skill in this country is very interesting, even. And my child.
Are you saying you were a teacher in Moldova?
Yeah, I teach geography.
Geography. And is it hard to get that type of work if you come over to Ireland as a teacher?
To be honest,
With the qualifications.
Yeah, I recognized my license in 2005. And at that time, I wasn't so much interested in teaching because I am a person which I know to be a teacher in school, you have to know more than 100% English because the kids are different, you know, and mm-hmm. you have to understand, you know, everything, you know, and explain and write language. Because sometimes you can't get, you know what to say, but you can't get, you know, the right word.
Okay.
To say.
I understand what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, and I just left it aside. And I started to study accounting. And I passed a few exams. I didn't pass all of them. I work in a company as a bookkeeper. Whatever's happened, you know, with this crisis, I left, you know, the job. And now I'm doing, you know, this course. But meanwhile, I tried, you know, I work in a college at the reception. And I try, you know, to talk, you know, with the deputy principal about the teaching, you know, in school.
Mm-hmm.
And they said you have to be a membership of teaching council. You have to get, you know, different certificates from Garda, you know, all this. And as well, you know, as a teacher in school, you have to have the second subject, which is different. In my country, for example, I just taught kids, you know, geography. But here I found it very interesting, you know, a geography teacher can be, you know, as well as a English teacher, which mm-hmm. is for us something, you know.
Yeah, we do everything here.
We
teach a lot and sometimes looking at the same time. Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful system, yeah.
But my qualification is just geography. And to get, you know, the teaching, you know, place in school, you have to have at least another subject, which I think maybe to go for post-graduation for chemistry or biology.
And the program itself that you're on now, how interesting is it to you now that you're sort of, what, 4 weeks into it now, would you be?
Yeah, it's long way. It's very interesting, you know. Okay.
I'm going to try and arrange for Grace to get you in again, because we have just a limited amount of time, but I'm going to get her to get you in again, and probably Lee as well, because her time is short today. Lee, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Dublin originally. I've lived here all my life, pretty much. I went to uni over in Manchester, but I've been back a few years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Sheffield when you were in Manchester?
I did, actually. One of my good friends from college was from Sheffield, or I went over to stay there a few times now. Yeah, it was
okay,
great.
Well, I'm not going to prompt you. What do you think of Sheffield?
I liked it, yeah.
I thought it was great.
We were in the country a good bit as well, though, not just the city centre.
Well, I found the city a beautiful city, and the people reminded me of people, I think I said it, here in the 60s and 70s. They were all so friendly, all so helpful, but not much traffic. That's what amazed me the most, not much traffic, and every car park you saw was half empty. So
they're very good like that, actually, over there. One thing that I found is quite strange.
Maybe that's because our transport system is good.
Yeah, they have different options other than just CIE, you know. Yeah.
So tell me your association with the programme, how you came about it.
I just did a web search. I'm very interested in broadcasting and media, and I did a web search for something along these lines, but Grace's post came up. And I read it, and it sounded very good. And a few years ago, I actually worked in the Cobblestone as an AV engineer. And they were doing Sport Against Racism, so I was working on parts of that. And I've done some volunteering as well for the Dublin City North and the Fingal Volunteer Centres.
Was that about 3 years ago? Were you in the Cobblestone 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I would have seen you there. I was over there for the Sport Against Racism.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a terrific night. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've known that. When you get into a programme like this, do you have it in your head what you would like to do, to the extent of behind the desk, the mechanical, technical side of things, rather?
Well, I will be quite technical, yes. Yeah. So, but I'm kind of, I suppose, developing my journalistic skills. So Grace is teaching us quite a lot, and she's having guest speakers in, which I find fascinating. It's great. We're learning a lot about libel too.
Okay. Well, seeing as you're talking about that subject, we'll avoid. In your head, do you see something that you can, that could happen in community radio that doesn't happen in the national media, that you could bring to community radio?
Well, these are the ideas that we're trying to put together at the moment. Mm. We've just been discussing it quite a lot at the moment. So there's a lot of different choices out there. It's amazing. It's absolutely astounding, to be honest, because you are so limited in what is in commercial radio. And then just to see the breadth of what's available in the community is just fantastic. Mm. So I haven't actually gotten any actual groundwork of a proper idea yet, but
okay,
it's amazing.
So you know, preconceived ideas coming in and say, this is the message we want to get out there.
No, I'm afraid not. No, but it's amazing what you can do.
Yeah, and do you have any heated debates?
We can end up starting on one topic and then going off on lots of different topics and talking about lots of different things and talking about ourselves and learning a lot about each other. But apart from that, the main goal of this particular project is the intercultural media studies. Yeah. Mm.
So I find that a lot of people have had in, and including people that get to work, that the excitement inside, what the potential that people can do with what they have of something they've never experienced before, it sort of seems to urge people on and inspire them in a lot of ways. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're all just learning from each other, and at times it can be a little bit scary and